It couldn't be a more perfect day for confirmation than the Feast of Pentecost, when we experience the birth of the church in this a whole awareness of God's gift of the Spirit to each one of us and to the church around the world. And one of the things that I want to emphasize to the adults and the young people being confirmed is to ask the question, why? Why did Jesus make such a big deal about sending the Holy Spirit? What was pushing him to do that? I'd like for you to walk back in time with me to the first century and try to picture that in your mind, what that might be like. Not a very hospitable place, very primitive. And remember that Jesus, as he began his public ministry, lived outside. You know, no place to lay his head, you've heard that. Yeah, he was on the road. And he gathered particularly the 12 close to him. And also there were larger circles around the disciples, which was a much larger group. And then we read in the scriptures about the crowds, these crowds that would visit with him from time to time as he got close to certain cities and places. But the apostles, the 12, they were with him every day. And when the sun went down, they found a little place off of the road, and that's where they slept. They got food whenever they could, any way that they could, perhaps from a few fish along the sea. It was very primitive. And they lived that way, as best we can tell, for 3 years. Now imagine that group of 12 after spending those 3 years together. They knew each other very well. They knew everything about each other. And they grew to love each other in a very deep and real way. There was a strong bond. Also remember that these 12 persons that Jesus chose were not the best and the brightest of the society. It was a pretty ragtag group. A few fishermen, a few others that he picked up along the way. Now these were not like St. Paul, who was the elite of the day. He was the intelligentsia. Paul had studied, a Pharisee. But the apostles were not in that league. And as Jesus comes to a time in his life where he realizes that he's not going to be around, as he begins to see what's happening politically and forces are moving against him, he realizes these guys are going to be on their own. I know them. They'll never make it. They don't have what it takes to survive. I've seen them. And so the gift of the Spirit. I'll send someone to you. Because I love you, I'll send someone who will be within you and bring these tremendous gifts to you. These gifts that will allow you to tame the world. Gifts of wisdom and understanding and counsel and fortitude and knowledge, piety and fear of the Lord. These gifts will be given from within you. And then I won't worry as I leave you. I'll know you'll be okay. And then we come to Pentecost as Jesus is coming to the end of his time. And you know that story, we hear it in the scriptures all the time, where the Spirit comes and we hear about the great winds around the upper room. They're hiding up there, this little band of guys, they're hiding in the upper room, and there's this great driving wind and there's tongues of fire. And we sort of focus on that and say, well, that's the sign of the Spirit. Perhaps, but that's just the drama around it. The gifts are within. That's what it's all about. It's not about the wind and the fire. If you're looking for wind and fire, you need to go somewhere else. It's not going to be here. But what is here are the gifts. The gifts that he gave his apostles to make it in the world. And that's what this community does here tonight. The gifts that are brought and given to these young people. We too worry about them. They think they're doing just fine, huh? Parents, grandparents, these kids, they've got it under control. They're teenagers. We understand that, huh? We've been there. We know that feeling. It's a great feeling. But we also know that there are a few things they're going to need. And the church wants to give that. The parents want to give that. The Lord Jesus wants to give that. And so when you come forward tonight to kneel to be anointed with chrism, with the oil of salvation that we anoint priests and bishops and kings, when you kneel to be anointed, it's those gifts that are given to you. A Holy Spirit born in your heart. You are anointed today with the chrism of salvation. And we are all praying that Pentecost happens again tonight in your hearts here today. The Holy Spirit burning within you. And that you leave this church tonight able to take on the world and all that it can throw at you. Amen.